But you can have knowledge and not have love. And that knowledge can puff up. What puff means? Literally to inflate. You get bigger than you really are. Like a puffer fish. You know, it's a little fish and then it puffs up. And it becomes bigger. It causes us to have a greater estimation of ourselves and our own minds than we ought to have. And this is not always obvious to people. And because of some other lack. You know, lacking love or lacking examination or whatever. Or humility. That's the thing is, puffing up is, you know, what are you puffed up with? Well, pride for one, right? Pride comes into the place. See, my point about knowledge would be that the most important knowledge is the knowledge that leads to love and understanding. The love that brings life. The love that is in the doctrine of Christ. The love for the truth, which is the truth that leads you to salvation. Because there's all kinds of truth out there. There's all kinds of knowledge out there. You can have all kinds of truth and have no love. And sometimes the pursuit of truth makes love void. Because you don't consider your brother. You don't consider the weak. Let's say, and I'm going to use an example because this has come up. Because I always talk about being part of a church and I'm not part of one anymore. I'm not part of a church. I'm still part of the church, you know. I don't have a local congregation. My problem has always been my congregation hasn't been local. But I'm going to say this very simply. Certain kinds of knowledges. If someone comes into your church and they are weak-minded. They believe in science. They believe the earth is billions of years old, right? And I don't have a belief concerning, I could take you through things, and it's like, you know what? I'm not going to make any statements about, well, the earth is billions of years, the earth is 6,000 years. I understand the doctrines that lead you to 6,000 years old. I understand the doctrines that lead people to a billion years old. And why am I even talking about it? Why is he talking about things offered to idols? Paul, it's a big difference. You know, the earth is 6,000 years old. That's true. Well, I'm glad you have that knowledge. There's also the knowledge in the scriptures that you can eat things sacrificed to idols. But if one coming in without understanding hears that, you can cause them to stumble. And why cause them to stumble over something that's not essential? Remember what it says in verse 8, meat commendeth us not to God. Sometimes people in their search for, I'm going to spiritualize this a bit. Sometimes people in their search for spiritual meat, meaning meaty doctrines, stuff that, you know, stuff beyond the boring everyday gospel. When you start getting into all kinds of other truths, they want to get into, into other things beyond the God. When you start talking out of knowledges you think you have. You think you commend yourself to God because you have that and because you proclaim it. I can eat things sacrificed to idols. The earth is only 6,000 years old. That doesn't commend you to God. And again, not considering your brother, who could be your brother. And my point is simply this. It's like we have knowledge, okay? But there's a greater wisdom in knowing when to exercise such knowledge. Now, even here, I look at myself and I say, Paul, you're doing the same thing. Yeah, I'm talking about it, right? Yeah. Because it's like, what do you do when everything is just, you know, Paul lived in a time when they were going out and preaching the gospel. The apostles were planting all these churches. You look at the end of the epistle of John 3, 3 John. The churches were not receiving the Apostle John. There was a church where some big, you know, highfalutin guy, here comes the Apostle John, and they wouldn't receive him. Because he loved to have the preeminence, you know, whatever his name was. You know, but the point is, things changed in their own generation. You know, there has been a great falling away from the truth, at least in the world. You know, the world church has never been much of the kingdom of God as people like to think. You know, that which is the historical church is really just the history of apostasy, the history of the falling away. I always think it's only going to get worse. In a sense of whatever they do have in Christ, even that's going to be taken away. Meaning, they have some sort of knowledge of Christ. There's some sort of belief. You know, I grew up in it, you know. Somewhat ignorant, but I was in we're like the Jews of their time. In darkness concerning the things that are about to come on us. Yet, we have all this word. I think of America, you know, like the Christian nations. We have all the Bibles. We have all these resources, thousands of years of research. You know, you think about it. Even though we're in the midst of a gigantic apostasy, we have tools. You know, I got a dictionary here of Bible words. I've got lexicons. I've got concordances. Not that I used those in the past, and those have taken notes in my Bible, but not that I'm particularly using those now. But my point is, we have so much to aid us in the midst of all this apostasy. Yet, again, by wisdom, man does not know God. Man knows God by God revealing himself to man. But back to this chapter. You know, when he says, meat commendeth us not to God, neither if we eat are we the better. Meaning, because he's saying, if we eat, we are not the better. Do you understand what he's saying? He's saying, by exercising that certain knowledge we have, sometimes people get puffed up. They say, I can eat it. And they think, if I do this, like, I use myself as an example. I know I have liberty not to keep the Sabbath. Maybe this is going to teach me something right now. Because like I said, this Bible study is for me to learn probably more than you. I don't keep the Sabbath. That's a certain knowledge in me. But if I don't have, you know, but now that knowledge, I have to be careful lest I caught, you know, I, in a sense, like, does it commend, do I commend myself to God because I don't? Eat, not eat, keep, not keep. You know, one man honoreth one day above another, another man honoreth every day alike. You know, let not this knowledge puff us up.